Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today, our reflection is from our vicar, the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, entitled Focusing on God, and includes a short extract from the song by Chris Tomlin, Our God. Today, we will be reading Psalm 92, followed by Psalm 96.
It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High.
To tell of your love early in the morning and of your faithfulness in the night time.
Upon the 10-stringed instrument, upon the harp, and to the melody of the lyre.
You, Lord, have made me glad by your acts, and I sing aloud at your works of your hands.
O Lord, how glorious are your works! Your thoughts are very deep.
The senseless do not know, nor the fools understand.
The wicked sprout like grass, and all the workers of infinity flourish.
It is only to be destroyed forever. For you, O Lord, shall be exalted for evermore.
For lo, your enemies shall perish, and all the workers of iniquity shall be scattered.
But my horn you have exalted, like the horns of wild oxen. I am anointed with fresh oil.
My eyes will look down on my foes. My ears shall hear the ruin of the evildoers who rise up against me.
The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree, and shall spread abroad like a cedar of Lebanon.
Such as are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God.
They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall still be vigorous in full leaf.
That they may show that the Lord is true. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
You, O Lord, shall be exalted forevermore. Give us the music of your praise, Lord, morning, noon, and night, that our lives may be fruitful and our lips confess you as the true and only God. O worship the Lord in the beauty of his of holiness. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
Sing to the Lord and bless his name. Tell out his salvation from day to day.
Declare his glory among the nations and his wonders among all peoples.
For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is more to be feared than all gods.
For all the gods of the nation are but idols. It is the Lord who made the heaven.
Honor and majesty are before him. Power and splendor are in his sanctuary.
Ascribe to the Lord, you families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord honor and strength.
Ascribe to the Lord the honor due to his name. Bring offerings and come into his courts.
I worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Let the whole earth tremble before him.
Tell it out among the nations that the Lord is king. He has made the world so firm that it cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity.
Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea thunder and all that is in it.
Let the fields be joyful and all that is in them. Let all the trees of the wood shout for joy before the Lord.
For he comes to judge the earth. With righteousness he will judge the world and the peoples with his truth.
The Old Testament reading is taken from Isaiah 14, beginning at verse 3. On the day the Lord gives you relief from your suffering and turmoil, and from the harsh labour forced on you, you will take up this taunt against the king of Babylon. How the oppressor has come to an end! How his fury has ended! The Lord has broken the rod of the wicked, the sceptre of the rulers, which in anger struck down peoples with unceasing blows, and in fury subdued nations with relentless aggression. All the lands are at rest and peace. They break into singing. Even the junipers and the cedars of Lebanon gloat over you and say, now that you have been laid low, no one comes to cut us down. The realm of the dead show it is all astir to meet you at your coming. It rouses the spirits of the departed to greet you, all those who are leaders in the world. It makes them rise from their thrones, all those who were kings over nations. They will respond. They will say to you, you also become weak, as we are. You have become like us. All your pomp has been brought down to the grave, along with the noise of your harps Maggots are spread out beneath you and worms cover you. How you have fallen from heaven, morning star, son of the dawn. You have been cast down to the earth, you who once laid low the nations. You said in your heart, I will ascend to the heavens. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit enthroned on the Mount of Assembly, on the utmost heights of Mount Zaphon. I will ascend above the tops of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. But you are brought down to the realm of the dead, to the depths of the pit. Those who see you stare at you. They ponder your faith. This is the man who shook the earth and made kingdoms tremble. The man who made the world a wilderness, who overthrew its cities and would not let its captives go home. All the kings of the nations lie in state, each in his own tomb. But you are cast out of your tomb like a rejected branch. You are covered with the slain, with those pierced with the sword, those who descend to the stones of the pit, like a corpse trampled underfoot. You will not join them in burial, for you have destroyed your land and killed your people.
And our New Testament reading is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 18 to 34.
While he was saying this, a ruler came and knelt before him and said, my daughter has just died, but come and put your hand on her and she will live. Jesus got up and went with him, and so did his disciples. Just then, a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak. She said to herself, if I only touch his cloak, I will be healed. Jesus turned and saw her. Take heart, daughter, he said. Your faith has healed you. And the woman was healed from that moment. When Jesus entered the ruler's house, he saw the flute players and the noisy crowd. He said, go away. The girl is not dead, but asleep. But they laughed at him. After the crowd had been put out, he went in and took the girl by the hand, and she got up. News of this spread throughout all the region. As Jesus came from there, two blind men followed him, calling out, have mercy on us, son of David. When he had gone indoors, blind men came to him and asked him, and he asked them, do you believe that I am able to do this? Yes, Lord, they replied. Then he touched their eyes and said, according to your faith, it will be done to you. And their sight was restored. Jesus warned them sternly, see that no one knows about this. But they went out and spread the news about him all over that region. While they were going out, a man who was demon-possessed and could not talk was brought to Jesus. And when the demon was driven out, the man who had been mute spoke. The crowd were amazed and said, nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, it is by the prince of demons that he drives out demons.
If you've been in church yesterday or followed us on Facebook, we are starting a new series called Fit for Purpose. And we had the privilege yesterday to have Archdeacon Simon Ill, and he then shared our first kind of theme, which was worship. And it's really worth, if you've not listened to his talk, his preach, really worth to go to our Facebook and go to that part of the service. Don't skip the two readings, they're helpful. But his talk is really energizing and quite challenging. And I just want to concentrate on that worship, which is the start of the Christian life and what sustains us as Christian. And so this verse 1 of Psalm 92 says, it is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name. Simon yesterday reminded us that worship is about giving the honor. There's a lot of people we give honor to, and it's right to do so. When we grew up as children, we give honor to our parents and we respect our teachers, and then we grow up more and there are other people we have to honor and respect. We at work, we honor those who are above us, our manager or our boss. But the person we need to honor above all and worship is God. And worship has those two aspects. It's about praising God, recognizing who he is, his character, his wonderful greatness, and also is to come with a heart of gratitude, is to give thanks to God. And this whole psalm speaks about coming to God from morning to evening with gratitude, with praise. And yesterday, Simon asked us a few questions around worship. Why do we worship? How do we worship? When do we worship? Why we worship, we just said, because God is the one who is due all our worship. He is the one who is due the honor and the praise and the thanks. When do we worship? That was quite challenging, reminding us of the importance to come together on a Sunday as a church. Yes, we do worship and honor God through the week, and we need to have time with God, but we also come regularly together to worship God. And one of the things he said that stuck with me is that we don't come to church for ourselves. We come to church for God, to honor him, to thank him together. And as we do that through not just the singing, but the prayers and listening to God's word and the readings and the liturgy, we open ourselves to God, and God then meet us and strengthen us so that we from the morning can then go out into the week to love and serve him. So that challenge to meet together on a Sunday to worship him. He also challenged us that the worship is not about the worship band. We not worship the band. Some churches maybe do that. But we give ourselves on a Sunday to participate in the worship. And I was just counting how many people that Sunday help the whole of the worship. Well, we had people at the door, a few. So let's say it's about three or four who did the welcome. Then we have people helping with the singing. There were five, six, three singers and people playing instruments. That's six. Then we had Simon Hill doing the talk. We had Nigel leading. We had Janet doing the prayers. We had the two readers. That's already 11. We had people at the counter to do the refreshments. That's 30. We had people who talked after the service to newcomers. And when we add all the people and those doing the technical side, that's tech team, at least 20 to 25 people were actively involved. But of course, we were all involved in coming to God, giving thanks and worshiping. So we all have something to give on a Sunday. Even if we're not on a rota or in a group, we are there present to worship God, to be aware of his presence, and to be with one another. So as we move into the week, let us be those who learned to give thanks to the Lord and sing his praise early in the morning until night. Let us declare his greatness and his faithfulness. And both readings in the Old Testament and the New Testament reminds us that God is good. Yes, there might be time when God is disciplining us. For Israel's, it was sending them into exile because they had forgotten their God and they had gone after all kind of other gods. And their whole society was crumbling down because of not following God's ways. But through that exiles, they were disciplined. And there was a time when they came back. And it speaks of a promise as they came back, of a promise of peace and quiet, and that coming back with songs of joy. Whole earth is at rest and quiet. They break forth into singing. When we allow, in a sense, discipline to do its work, there is that sense of being in a different place, being closer to God, being in a place where we see that God is good and we're able to sing forth his praises. And in the New Testament, we have stories of Jesus' power, ability to transform and change, and different ways to express faith. The lady, the woman says, if only, that's the way she expressed her faith. She came to Jesus with faith. The other believed that he, Jesus, could heal his daughter, even as his daughter was already dead. The blind man came with asking Jesus to have mercy. And it's only when Jesus asked the question, do you think I am able, that they are able to express their faith. And the final, a person was brought to Jesus. Friends brought that person. They had faith that Jesus could do something. So what is our response this morning to this Jesus? Are we those who are amazed and recognize Jesus' unique identity? Or are we siding with the religious leaders here that says the Pharisees, who confuse Jesus' work with that of the evil one? Today we are called to recognize Jesus as our King, as that was the last Sunday, Christ the King, and to worship him as the one who shows us God in all its splendor. So as a way to reflect on that, I have a choice between two worship songs, not a choice between who sings those songs, because it's Chris Tomlin. But one is Our God, which really concentrate on who God is, and one is on Jesus. So I'm a little bit torn apart. Friends here on Facebook says I could choose, and I think I will lean to Our God, although maybe it's a very old one. It does speak of God's greatness and goodness to us. So let's, as a way to prepare our time of thanksgiving, listen to that.
Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you.